Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So as I was saying, the HSE's National Clinical Lead for Obesity, Professor Donal O'Shea, says that letting young children drink slushies is as bad as letting them drink antifreeze. This warning comes in the wake of research that showed consumption of the sweet frozen drinks by under-12s could cause a condition known as glycerol intoxication syndrome. Donal O'Shea joins me on the line now. Good morning, Donal.
Good morning, Philip.
Well, there is a headline that is going to cause a little bit of alarm. Is it equal to the risk presented by slushies?
Well, I mean, glycerol, which is what prevents a slushie from actually freezing and is used in many slushies, was the original antifreeze used in cars to stop the water from freezing because it gives the water a lower freezing point. It's no longer used in cars because it's been replaced by ethylene glycol, another form of the same type of compound. But yes, drinking too much of this glycerol in slushies, especially for a young brain, is potentially very dangerous. So and the work that was published by CHI and Ellen Crushell's group described 21 cases of children with glycerol intoxication syndrome. And if you get too much glycerol into a young brain, it shrinks the brain a little bit. And it has been used in the past to treat swelling in the brain as a medical treatment. But a young brain then gets affected and you can present with confusion, in some cases headache, nausea, and they're the things to look out for. So a slushie really should, no child really should consume a slushie really. I mean, there are unnecessary calories.
Any at all? Are you going to just draw a line under this and say that nobody should be going anywhere near them?
Well, I'm saying nobody, no young child should be having a slushie. If a kid does have a slushie and they say they like it and they want another one, they should certainly not have a couple of them back to back. And it's like any advice we give, moderation is really important. But in the case of something like a slushie and a young child, it just, you know, you wouldn't give a child under the age of 7 or 8 a glass of whiskey or a glass of wine. They really shouldn't be having a slushie. We know now that this glycerol intoxication syndrome is more common than we thought based on this recent work from CHI.
I kind of know the answer to this question from you already, but I'm going to ask it anyway. There are some slushies that contain glycerol to stop them from freezing solid. There are others that contain large amounts of sugar to do the same thing, to stop them from becoming a solid block of ice. Are the sugar-based ones any better or any safer?
If you're going to have a slushie, you should have, and you're a kid, it should be a slushie without glycerol. That, as you say, means it's compensated for by very high sugar content, and that brings with it very high calorie content. The other reason that glycerol is used is it helps to reduce the sugar content, so you can avoid the sugar tax. And that's why there's more glycerol now in products than there used to be even before the sugar tax.
The headaches and the nausea that you describe as the most obvious and immediate symptoms of this, if consumed over the longer term, what does glycerol intoxication syndrome lead to?
Well, anything that affects your brain and causes, if you like, shrinkage in the brain, it's going to cause, it is an acute syndrome. So you can have unconsciousness is described, seizures are described, and they can both, you know, lead to very serious long-term outcomes. but it is an acute intoxication syndrome. Glycerol is an alcohol like product. So you have acute intoxication with alcohol, then if terrible things happen while you're acutely unwell, like you fall and hit your head, then you're left with the long-term consequences. But then once the alcohol, in this case glycerol, is out of your system, you will be sitting up and you'll be well again. But, you know, people don't associate, you know, a brightly coloured slushy with negative health consequences for the kid. And the way these products are positioned, the way they're coloured, you know, kids find them very attractive.
Mm. What's the Food Safety Authority's advice on slushies, and does it need to be changed?
Well, the Food Safety Authority have a position that it's a definite no for young children. Their cutoff is like under the age of four, definitely not. And then with caution and moderation, if you must. But this isn't an essential nutrient or component to your diet.
Okay, and so do you think like that advice should change, Donal, to absolutely not for anybody under the age of 12?
I would like to see a very cautious approach to, you know, glycerol consumption under the age of 12. That makes sense to me. If it's, you know, you can't, anytime you introduce a cutoff and a line in the sand, you know, you're making a point. If it's not good for a three-year-old's brain, well, it's not good for a six-year-old's brain. But people to be aware of it and, you know, make absolutely sure that if they are consumed, it's moderately, and that it's in the older children only.
Over to the Food Safety Authority of Ireland, then. We'll see if there's any follow-up on this research. Professor Donal O'Shea, the HSE's National Clinical Lead for Obesity, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Coming up a little bit later on in the programme, we'll be hearing why posting online is now becoming a little bit cringy. Up next, though, we'll hear about water shortages over the August bank holiday weekend.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.